walking through the property, I began to tell the agent what was most important to us, at which point she cut me off and continued to pitch the house. I tried to tell her, I'm really interested in this, and she cut me off again. And then I go to tell her something else, she cuts me off again. You'd think that this agent was a complete rookie to the business. Not the real estate business, but certainly to the people business. On the contrary, she's been in real estate for over 20 years with much success, but she is by far great. She has not reached the top 1, 2, or 3 in her field. And the difference between the top 1, 2, and 3 and number 10 in real estate in Los Angeles is millions of dollars in income. Well, maybe that's part of her problem. She doesn't listen and she doesn't take interest in people. She's too busy selling the product and not interested enough in the people that buy the product. She had joined the ranks of those in the real estate business that had forgotten she was in the people business. Well, 90% of all salespeople don't take the time to listen to the prospect or find out what they actually want, what they're looking for, what will motivate them. While this agent has been very successful compared to 90% of all agents, imagine what this agent could do. Imagine what she could sell if she was genuinely interested in people and in determining what they really wanted and what they really needed. It would certainly save her time if she would now know what to show me and how to sell me. It's easy to do. All you have to do is be interested. You have to know how to communicate. Not talk, but communicate. See, I'm talking right now. I'm not communicating. I'm talking. True communication requires finding out what is important to people so you can identify what they actually want and deliver that thing or things. That means I have to ask a question, get an answer, and show how this fits. What do you value? What is important? Why is it important? How do they want to be spoken to? What is going to cause someone to take action? Those are straight-up questions you can ask people. One time I was selling a condominium. We owned 144 condos in Tucson, Arizona. And we were selling a condominium there, and I was actually in the office sitting down with a couple, and I observed within the first 60 seconds that the husband wouldn't look at me. I waited another 10 or 15 seconds. He still wouldn't look at me. I waited another 15 seconds. He wouldn't look at me. After a full 2 minutes of this, I'm talking to her. We're in communication. He won't look at me. After 2 minutes, I bluntly looked at him and said, excuse me. I cut the communication with her and went to him. Excuse me. Why won't you look at me? He was shocked. Like he just came right out of his shoes. He looked at me. He's like, what? I said, why won't you look at me? He was shocked at first, but then started immediately talking. See, I had taken interest in him. And when he did start communicating with me, I asked him, hey, what is your ideal scene? I know what your wife wants. What do you want? The question allowed him to open up. He told me everything they, him and her, were looking for. During the conversation, the subject of golf came up. So I showed him, I stopped my sales pitch and showed him where the closest course was. He went on and on and on about golf, how he loved it. He didn't stop, by the way, until he signed the documents. I didn't even sell my condo. You know what? I didn't pitch my condo. I got in communication. I just took interest in him and her. I got into communication. I made him more important than the product I was selling. Now, many of you won't do that. Hey, why aren't you talking to me? You won't do that because you're worried about losing the sale. But you see, you're putting the sale in priority more important than the people. I found out what was important to him because I got into communication. I listened, and then I let him close himself. Communication equals sales. If you don't get into communication with the prospect, the buyer, whoever you're presenting your proposal to, you have no chance of ever making the sale. The dictionary defines communication as a process in which information is exchanged between individuals through common symbols or behavior. Communication is exchanged. See, talking about your product is not communicating because there's no exchange of ideas between you and the buyer. In sales, we're interested in communication that gains access to information, which then can be turned into action. To gain information means that your communication should include lots of questions. Hey, what do you want this product to do that your present one doesn't do for you? What would your present product have to do to satisfy you so that you wouldn't buy a new product? That's a great question. On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate what you're using now? What would make it a 10? See, this type of interested in you questioning, and you can make a whole list of them, and you should. This type of interested in you questioning will help you discover what your prospect wants, what they need, and most importantly, what they assign value to. What you assign value to and what they assign value to are two different things. What you think's important and what your wife thinks important, or your spouse, your husband, completely different most of the time. Additionally, asking questions demonstrates your interest in the individual. It demonstrates interest in the individual, and people want to know you're interested in them, not just a sale and not just a commission. Years ago, I was shopping for a computer, and the salesperson starts reeling off speed, memory, storage capacity, megabytes, all the technical information that not only meant nothing to me, but I don't even care about. I walked away feeling like a zombie from all his technological terms and the misunderstandings he puked and spewed onto me, and didn't make a purchase. I was with him for probably 30 or 40 minutes. A week later, still have a problem, hadn't bought anything. Puker before me couldn't close because he didn't know anything about selling. A week later, I wander into another store and I met a real salesperson who approached me and immediately started asking me questions rather than spewing data. He asked me if I'd been traveling with a computer, how I would use it, what were my three main uses, and this would help him determine not only how I am using it, but how he can help me, what is valuable to me and what I value. That salesperson showed more interest in me in 60 seconds than the other person did in 30 minutes. He was also genuinely interested in finding the right product for me rather than making a sale. I told him I'd been considering buying a particular model, to which he promptly explained that that computer that I was considering was more than I actually needed and that I would have spent more money than was necessary. His helpful advice increased my trust, caused him to have more credibility with me, putting him in a position to control the sale and actually keep me interested. Well, this is what happened. I wound up buying two laptops and a desktop computer from him in less than 20 minutes. Before I left, I asked him what else I might need and purchased extra memory cards, software programs, and extended warranties. Look, the first guy took, 15, 20, 30 minutes demonstrating his product knowledge, but never bothered to find out about me and didn't get the sale. Why? He put product knowledge before people knowledge. The guy who sold me the product and got the commission, hey, he knew the product knowledge. That was essential for him to guide me to the right product, but he knew about me. He didn't put product first. He put me first. The human quality involved in selling can never replace, can never be replaced, and becomes even more beneficial the more deeply we become entrenched in this thing called the machine age. I want to clarify that when I suggest you ask questions, it is not done with the intent of manipulation. This has been greatly misused and promoted by sales trainers for years. Questions are asked to find out more about helping the human being in front of you, not manipulating. I don't ask questions to find out your budget in order to manipulate my product to fit your budget. Many books regarding sales itself suggest a tactic of collecting information to use against a buyer later. There are even tricks suggesting the salesperson doesn't answer the question, but that he responds to the buyer's questions with more questions. Look, this is pure, absolute manipulation. It is not communication with the intent of helping, and it will not serve you over time. Look, I'm in the people business. I'm not in the product business. I'm in the people business, certainly not in the business of manipulation, and I expect you are not in the business of manipulation either.